Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment in election season.
It is election season, believe it or not, and it looks to be like 2018 is going to be a busy, busy time for people running for political office, and I would imagine for reporters that are assigned to cover them. And today was a big day in the Grand County area, as it was filing day.
Absolutely. It is filing day for our municipal elections for our four municipalities in Grant County. I just got back from town hall in Silver City, where a literally last-minute candidate filed for the mayoral race. Timothy Montes, a three-year resident, signed his forms, and they were notarized at 4:59 p.m.
Boy, talk about waiting to the last possible moment. Did you get a chance to ask him what made him wait so long?
Oh, he was just busy and out of town, and he was racing back in to get here before filing day closed. And Mr. Montes will be up against current Mayor Ken Ladner, who is just wrapping his first term. Incumbent District 2 Councilor in Silver City, Linda Amon Smith, has a challenger in Eileen Kingsley, and District 4 incumbent Councilor Guadalupe Cano has a challenger with Nick Prince. Municipal judge in Silver City went unopposed. In the city of Bayard, we have Stephen Jimenez, Francis Gonzalez, Eloy Medina, Raul Villanueva, Thomas T.J. Muniz, and that's it for council. Three-way race for municipal judge in Bayard. That's Ricardo Aguirre, Jose Sandoval, the current judge, and current mayor, Charles Kelly. Mayor Pro Tem John Piero will be the only one running for mayor in Bayard.
Okay, so what are the issues that are important in talking to these people that are filing? What issues are they talking about that are important to the community?
I think there have been so many of the municipalities here have, you know, a low tax base and a low population, so they tend to only focus on one or two projects at a time, and they tend to be large in scope. You know, in the town of Hurley, they have the regional water plan. They're trying to get access to water once their agreement with Freeport Copper Mines closes. In Santa Clara, they're trying to gain access to and control over Fort Bayard. And I think a lot of these times when people start running, they're doing so in either reaction to those big projects or want to shift the focus to some of the smaller projects their neighbors tell them about.
What issues are important to the Silver City community? I know that the issue, you know, you've got WNMU, you've got the hospital, and, you know, the hospital has been in the news this past year.
That's absolutely true. The town government doesn't have much that they can do about the hospital. It's owned by the county, but there's plenty for them to do. They're dealing with a lot of problems with providing too many services to too many people in the county, you know, with limited resources that are allocated based on its population. So it's a town of 10,000 who's, you know, providing services and, you know, all of retail in the county to a county of 30,000. So that's a lot of wear and tears, things like that. Some unfunded mandates from the state that are driving the current council crazy. There's a lot going on.
Let's talk about a forum that you had that the Silver City Press and Independent held for potential candidates.
Yes, we had our inaugural Candidate 101. This was an event where we gathered past elected officials and the current elected officials, along with municipal clerks, to kind of, you know, give any advice to potential candidates for these municipal positions, both as a candidate and if they succeed in securing their seat. We also had a daily press editorial and advertising staff on hand to tell them a little bit about how we cover and help support candidates throughout election season. And we hope to broaden this effort. There was a lot of interest at the roundtable then about a possible voter 101 to try to grow the voter base in the county. So seems like we're heading in this direction a little bit.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.